Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
There's a charge on my account that needs to be returned immediately.
All right, well, let's take a look at it. What's your first and last name?
Leon Brumund.
All right. All right, and can you verify your mailing address for me?
206 South Fowler.
All right, and that's Hopkinsville, Kentucky, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. See, it looks like what's here is...
No, I didn't receive anything, and no, I didn't purchase anything. I want my money back in my account now.
So it looks like the Vibe Watch was delivered by the U.S. Postal Service to your mailbox on April the 1st for the $7.92.
I have received nothing.
Is it possible somebody else in the household maybe got it and just forgot to tell you about it?
No. I'm not going to keep playing this game. I didn't authorize the charge. It needs to come off, and it needs to come off now.
I understand. Let me see. Yes, I'm not real sure what happened to the product after it was put in your mailbox by the postman. I can certainly give you the tracking number if you'd like to take it up with the Postmaster General.
I want my money back for something that I did not buy.
I understand. Let me see here. Yeah, because, I mean, it's looking like it was actually a trial period for 14 days, but unfortunately, when a cancellation wasn't made, that's when the customer pays the retail value for the product.
I have not received anything.
No, I'm not saying that you did. I was just saying.
What part of I didn't receive anything do you not understand?
Yes, sir. I never said you did receive it.
No, I didn't.
I never said you did receive it.
I didn't sign for anything. I didn't get anything in my hands. I did not receive it.
Yes, sir. And again, I never said that you did receive it. I was just saying that the tracking number on the USPS website says that the mailman put it in your post, your mailbox. I don't know what happened to the product after he put it in there. It's anyone's guess.
I'm not going to keep playing the game. My money goes back in my account or else. I'm going to get a lawyer involved.
I understand. So you're saying that...
At this point, I'm ready to go for more than what the $70. Don't push me right now.
I'm not sure what you mean. But, I mean, I'm more than happy to try to help you here now.
Give me my money back or else. I'm going to get a lawyer, and I'm going to sue your fucking company.
I understand. All right, so what I'll go ahead and do for you here, I'll go ahead and get a fraud investigation started for you. And I'd like to get you some information sent out via email about our fraud investigation. Do you have a good email I can send it to?
Nothing comes to my email account from your company. I didn't order anything from your company. I did not receive anything from your company. And I want my money back now.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do for you here. All right, so what I'll do, I'll just go ahead and get the information sent to the email we have on file, which looks like dragonslayer0213@yahoo.
I haven't used that account in 5 years.
Oh, no, so it looks like someone stole it. All right, so what we'll do, we'll go ahead and add that to the report that we'll send to the authorities along with the IP address from the device that was used to place the order, and from there we'll be pressing charges against whoever is found to have placed the order. That is something you're wanting to continue with, correct?
I just want my money back.
All right, so you're wanting to continue with the fraud investigation and receive the refund?
Go for it.
All right, no problem. Just a moment. We'll get this all handled for you, rest assured. All right, so almost done here.
Our core shape comes from a file of German engineering designed to start chart
application. All right, yes, sir. So I've got everything set up for you here. So this will be handled by the local authorities there in Hopkinsville. And let's see, while the investigation is ongoing, you'll be receiving a courtesy temporary credit for $792, $1894, and $6997. You know, give it about 3 to 5 business days to get back into the account, and you'll have an email confirmation confirming it as well. And just rest assured, we always catch those culprits.
All right.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
No.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling customer service. Are you still there? Did you need some?